So what do you do if you believe you've been rushed to foreclosure, if relevant facts were not considered? What do you do if you're on your way to foreclosure now? To try to answer these questions, we're joined now by our money coach, Alvin Hall. He's with us from New York. Thanks again, Alvin, for coming in.
I'm very glad to be here, especially to talk about this subject.
Well, you know, it's important to emphasize, as Mr. Madigan just did, that the process varies state by state. In 23 states, foreclosure is a judicial matter, as he told us, you know, where the courts are involved. In mm-hmm. other states, it isn't. So that's about half and half. So the first thing I wanted to ask is, you know, if you're in a state where the courts get involved in foreclosure, what do you do?
You must hire a lawyer. That's really key. And people think, well, how do I go about finding a lawyer? Well, at this time when foreclosures are so widespread, you can basically call the financial regulatory agency or the banking agency in your state and find out which lawyers are involved in that area. Or you can probably go to one of the government websites that also talk about individual states organizations that are helping people. The thing is to network your way into that organization so that you are a part of a larger group, and therefore do not have to absorb all the costs on your own.
One of the things that concerns me is that you see a lot of these ads on the buses these
Absolutely.
Days for these groups and, you know, signs like posted on the side of the road with people saying, I'm going to help you out of foreclosure and things of that sort. And I always wonder, how do you know who's, you know, on the up and up and who is also just part of another scam?
Call the Better Business Bureau and get information about the organization before you write a check. And if somebody is pressuring you for money up front and you don't feel right about this, back away from the organization. But definitely check with the Better Business Bureau. Don't rely upon a friend of yours who says, I know somebody down the street, they're a really good lawyer and they're helping people do this. Forget that. Do your homework before you sign up with the organization. Do not become a victim of another fraud.
And I do have to ask, Alvin, I'm sure a lot of people are saying, look, if I had the money to hire a lawyer, I could pay my mortgage. So how do you handle that quandary?
The lawyer is much more important than paying your mortgage. And if you're on the verge of foreclosure or you are in the process, you need to hold on to your cash just in case everything goes through so that you have money to live on. The lawyer will cost you a small amount of money, especially if they're representing a large number of people in this action. Do not write a big check to a lawyer. Do not.
And what if you're in a non-judicial state, a state where foreclosures are not handled by the courts?
In that case, there are lots of nonprofit organizations that are being set up in the state to help people through the process, to tell you what papers you should file, what actions you should take, what are your exact rights. Find one of those nonprofit organizations, and there's some in every city, and get them to help you through the process.
What might be a clue that you are a person who's been a victim of this kind of conduct?
I think it's all in the attitude of the company you're dealing with. If they are being really hard-nosed, if they don't want to send you documents proving something that you're contesting, if they're constantly threatening you in very subtle ways, it may be the first sign that they are not on solid ground, that they're trying to essentially bulldoze their way through you in order to get you out of your house. Keep asking. Get help. Do not try to do this on your own in that case.
And finally, Alvin, you know, I have to ask this question. I mean,
yes.
We've talked about this as we know, the foreclosure crisis has sort of escalated over the last couple of years. And, you know, it's been an article of faith that lenders don't want to foreclose on people.
That's right.
They don't want to be left with an inventory of homes. If they can work with you, they will. This behavior would seem to indicate that that understanding that people have traditionally had is not true.
It's not
so,
true.
So why would lenders be rushing to foreclose on homeowners who are trying to work something out with them?
First of all, you're not dealing with the lender. You're dealing mostly with the servicing organization. So the lender no longer has the loan on their books, and you're dealing with some amorphous person out there with whom you have no direct contact, who has no investment within your community. When I think of this situation, Michelle, I always think of something I learned in college, which is Plato's analogy of the cave. If you're outside looking in a cave and there's a fire inside and there are people standing around the cave, how do you know that they're real people there? Because you see their shadows reflected on the wall. So I think we've come to believe that when we look inside that cave, which is that bank, we assume there's a real person there with whom we have a connection. Today, that loan has been sold and sold on and sold again. So what you're dealing with is a shadow of a real person. There is no real person who has any interest in your loan or your community. So I think that the financial markets have, in essence, betrayed us.
Wow. Strong words. Alvin Hall is Tell Me More's regular contributor on matters of personal finance and the economy. He joined us from our bureau in New York. And we'd like to hear from you. Tell us your stories. If you are in this situation or you suspect that you may be, we'd like to hear from you. Call us at 202-842-3522. Please remember to leave your name or go to our website. Go to npr.org, click on programs, then on Tell Me More, and blog it out.